Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I don't know, you know, where that stands. I think that, you know, since we have plenty of data, and even the CDC is walking back from this vaccine a little more every day, I think that we should, really reevaluate any time there's a mandate that involves a vaccine. I don't want to weaken border security, because obviously we have a border crisis, but, you know, this vaccine mandate has separated families between the U.S. and Canada, us living on a binational border. We have not seen any real reason that this should continue on. I think it's an absolute waste, and it's enough is enough. Let's get back to reality. The emergency's over.
Is there a huge enough number of adult working in the country to come out and say this, that it's really employers have come to you and said, I've got an employee that just won't come back to work.
They
have to work from home.
We have a federal workforce that I think is still drastically at home. The administration hasn't been necessarily forthcoming with details. We're going to use the Committee on Oversight to get some answers to that. But there is a proliferation of remote work. And, you know, if an employer, if it's working for them, that's their choice. And the private sector, you know, if a private sector employer says everybody's in the office on Monday morning, that's the way it should be. But our federal employees shouldn't have, you know, privileges not extended to the private sector. And just because it's cozy to stay at home and not go anywhere, and it's made life more easy. There's no one that can argue that it's made the country more productive. Productivity has suffered, period, end of story. And, you know, I just notice it in Washington, D.C., one of the most congested, you know, traffic cities in the country. Traffic doesn't seem to exist like it used to. I mean, that tells you that's the thing that no one can hide from, is eventually you're going to be able to tell if people are in the office or not. And, you know, the midday traffic around giant agency buildings seems to be non-existent. So I think we still have a massive proliferation of remote work within the federal government and the federal bureaucracy. And as you know, government employees sometimes like to, you know, feather their own nest a little bit. And it's time that we get back to reality. This piece of legislation, the Show Up Act, would get that done. And they should not have any special perks because they happen to be federal workers.
Do you think there's a transition going on from purveyance of fear to purveyance of reality?
Yeah, I do. Because, you know, it's just like, you know, we removed proxy voting from the House of Representatives. There wasn't proxy voting at any time in our nation's history. You got to show up, you know, whether, you know, I'm blessed. I have a 1-hour flight that I got to catch here shortly. But I have colleagues that come from the West Coast. It's a whole day's travel to get to Washington. But you have to go to work. You elected me to represent you in Washington. I take that duty extremely seriously. And you have members that didn't want to get rid of proxy voting, where they would write a letter to the Speaker of the House saying that they were fearful of contraction of COVID-19 and they couldn't go, so so-and-so gets to vote for me. We got rid of that. It's back to work for Congress. It should be back to work for the whole country. I do think there's a lack of reality that's set in. We have to get to strengthen this economy, to be the great country that we are. We need to go and have a workforce that's in their offices getting things done. And again, if an employer decides that his business or her business will run in a different manner, that's their choice. And you can go pursue a job like that. But this should not be the normal. It was an extraordinary measure that's now being abused.
And from here, how long long do you think it would take to get to the floor?
We're going to vote this week on this bill in the House. We're in the majority. We're making things happen. I'm going to the Rules Committee today to vote on rules for this bill, and we will be voting on this week. And, you know, we will then send it on, and the Senate can choose to act, and we'll see. That's oftentimes, and I think what we're going to see is a theme where the Senate doesn't take up a lot of important matters. So we're the first order of business, and I just wanted to report, you know, to the people of Western New York what I'm working on. I think these are issues that they're concerned about. And these are things I hear here at home when I'm working my district. And I think this is showing a bold step of action. And we are in the House of Representatives in our majority, albeit a narrow majority, we're taking action again. And I think that's what's really important. We're trying to set the tone for the entirety of this government.
Do you think they'll ever drop the vaccination mandate
for U.S. citizens? I think that we should have to have some data to prove that this is at all a reason that we should be limiting people coming in. I mean, we need tough border security, but I don't think anyone's checking cards down at that southern border right now while millions pour across it. Yet there's husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, parents separated at the U.S.-Canadian border over a vaccine mandate. It's unconscionable. So I would support its removal, and I think we got some work to do. We're going to look into this when we get to Washington.
Anything else that you wanted to say about what's going on here?
I will keep in regular touch. I want you to know what I'm working on when I'm there. And you know, you got questions even during the week when I'm in Washington. I'm happy to, you know, connect with people, you know, from there. And we have that technology now. So, I think we're doing the important work that the American people sent us here to do.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.